I fumbled my way through this BS before. Boy, that's going to be a drop, isn't it? I don't remember if I ever
knew. Not for a while. I've received word from Lynn that with the Portland Thorns returning to action here in Portland, he is, and a lot of real work to be done at his real job. Ooh. The flow of drops that are pulled from this show may slow down a little bit, Andrew. So you may get.
Make it
a little break from hearing yourself played back out of context.
What if, like, now that I feel free, that, like, everything I say isn't going to be, like, pulled and manipulated and isolated and played out of context? Like, what if I suddenly become good at podcasting? What if I'm just, like, what if I just flow now and I don't second guess every word I've ever said? And you're like, wow, this is what it's like to talk to. This is, like, old 2012 Andrew back again, not scared to open his mouth.
That'd be an interesting experiment. Maybe we can have Lynn stand down for 2 weeks and hear if the show gets, like, measurably better from your contribution side. And if so, then maybe we have to bring an end to the drops.
I'll be honest. I don't really think it's the drops that get in my head. Every now and then, like, in that moment, not to kill the spoof here, but just for what it's worth, that's actually not what gets in my head. What gets in my head is me just always, like, extending a little bit beyond my grasp of words, you know, and I hear other people do it too. Like, I can use an easier word, but for some reason my brain will lock on to a word that's slightly more complicated, and I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm not trying to show off. It's just the word that my brain chooses, but then halfway into the word, I second guess whether I'm saying it right or I'm using it correctly, and that really has nothing to do with pulling drops. That's just, I have that disease when I'm not on the radio too.